Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, on a smart speaker, on CBSSportsRadio.com. You can listen, my point being, you can listen to CBS Sports Radio anywhere, any way that you want. Good. I'm coming to you live from Kansas City, Missouri, because over the next 3 days, the NFL draft is going to be here. Is a lot of young men going to make a lot of money? I'm sure some of them are sitting in the back of an Uber right now. Yeah, you going to make some money. Give me some. There's a lot of people here in Kansas City already. Got out the airport. I ran into the Kansas City. I want to call him a rat so bad. He's a fox. No, he's a wolf. He's a wolf. KC the wolf. He's a wolf. He looks like a rat. My apologies. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. We've already had a fun 2 hours to start the show off. It's been a real busy day. We got 4 NBA games tonight. We're getting ready for the NFL draft tomorrow. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. We got a phone number. We got multiple lines. And we pay our bills, so the phone works. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm a human being, folks, okay? I'm not just a voice emanating through your speakers or into your headphones. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, where you can find me talking to a rat. Yes, that's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Knock yourself out. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's joining us live from New York City. I left Shep yesterday from New York. Shout outs to all my friends in Georgia. I can't wait to get back to Georgia next week. And it's been busy. And even on Monday, I was in Washington, D.C. So I'm all over the damn place. But I'm here with you now. Let me give you a quick update. Some of these NBA games. At the end of the third quarter, the Golden State Warriors lead the Kings 99-90. The series between the Warriors and Kings, it is tied up at 2. The Warriors are trying to go up 3-2. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat, they are going at it right now. Less than 2 minutes left in that game. And the Bucks, they currently lead the Heat. Oh, my goodness. The game is tied 113 all with about 90 seconds left to play. We'll keep you updated on that one. As the Heat are seconds away from giving the Milwaukee Bucks the boot. This got some good games. The Knicks already eliminated the Cavaliers tonight, 106-95. The New York Knicks, they're going to take on the winner between the Heat and Bucks. And the Grizzlies, they hold on. The Grizzlies beat the Lakers, 116-99. That series, the Lakers lead 3-2. The next game, Game 6 will take place Friday in Los Angeles. So we'll keep you up to date with these NBA games. The Miami Heat, just trying to knock the Bucks clear out of the playoffs. And then this is so busy. Aaron Rodgers, we talked about him going to the Jets. We talked about Ime Udoka going to the Houston Rockets to be their coach. And as I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I am bringing you a new top six list. There's so much going on tonight. I don't want to waste any time. And so without further ado, moving into the NFL draft, less than 24 hours away, you can listen to it right here on CBS Sports Radio, broadcasting live with myself and Zach Gelb. We're going to be right with the fans at the NFL draft. And tonight, I want to give you a separate preview. We got a lot of quarterbacks who will be drafted tomorrow, or so we hope, or so we think. I want to look at the bad side. Sorry. I want to take a look at some warning signs, some players who you might look at and say, man, they were drafted high, and they stunk. It's time for a new top six list. We're taking a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts that the NFL has ever seen. Where's that funky music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NFL draft is tomorrow, and it's time to take a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts that the NFL has ever seen. I'm sticking to the quarterback position. Don't tell me about nobody else. Let's not waste any time. It's a countdown, a top six, which means we start here.
Number six.
At number six, I think all my friends in Cincinnati remember this. I think all my friends in Cincinnati, we can go back to the year 1999. At number three, he's super athlete, Akili Smith. That's it. Coming out of Oregon, this man could have went to play baseball. He was taken number three in the draft. Donovan McNabb taken right before him at number two. There was another guy taken at number one. Maybe we'll talk about him. Akili didn't understand the playbook. I know we just talked about the Wonderlic exam. He ain't have a high score on that. The coaches said that he wasn't invested. He was a super athlete, but he wasn't a super football player, especially after showing up and showing out at Oregon, only having that one good year. You blink, you turn, he's in the CFL. Didn't even get to training camp on time because they were trying to figure out his contract. And so if you want to talk about a quarterback bust, I think everybody in Cincinnati, all the Bengals fans, they are thrilled that they got this Joe Burrow guy right now. But for the big picture, you can't think about quarterback busts and ignore Akili Smith. Let's move on from number six. What do we got next?
Number five.
At number five, oh, they still looking for a quarterback today, too? Damn, it stinks. At number five, we're going to the nation's capital. We're going to Washington. They are now known as the Commanders, but back then, you might as well have called them trash. They were coming off of a damn good stretch. They were coming off of a Brett Rippon. They were coming off of a Gibbs. They were coming off of Super Bowls. And then they needed a new quarterback. So who did they turn to in 1994? Washington went with Heath Shuler. Kind of tough, right? You're drafted number three. You're coming out of Tennessee. You got a seventh rounder in Gus Frerotte. Shout outs to Gus. We've had him here on the show. Nice guy. And you suck. The fans can't stand you. They want the underdog. They want the seventh round guy to go play. They want Brock Purdy. And so if you don't know why Heath Shuler sucked, the NFL Network did a whole damn piece on him. And even Heath talked about why it was so difficult. Partially, throwing the ball to the other team.
going to pass it over the middle, picked off at the 46-yard line. Going into the end zone, he's going to be picked off.
After throwing just 8 interceptions in his last year at Tennessee, Shuler threw 5 in one game against the Cardinals.
Shuler is back to put it up and throws it to the left side. It is intercepted.
That's when you turn around at the end of the game, you think, is it possible for me to ever complete another ball to an offensive guy ever again? Mentally, emotionally, you just think, wow, I need some help here.
Oh. He was a politician afterwards in North Carolina. That's good, right? Counts for something. Heath Shuler, he was also late signing his contract. People want to see Gus Frerotte play. He was traded to the Saints, Heath Shuler. Gus ended up taking a job. And then Heath Shuler was basically hurt, and that's all she wrote on his career. And then he went into politics. Heath Shuler, I got him number 5, top 6 quarterback busts. Congratulations. After number 5, what comes next on the countdown?
Number 4.
At number 4, you knew Cleveland was going to make the list, right? You knew the Browns were going to make the list, right? At number 4, it's Tim Couch. They took this man number 1 overall in 99 out of Kentucky. I told you, Akili Smith, he was drafted number 3. Donovan McNabb with number 2. Tim Couch, he was numero uno. And this is an expansion franchise. This is the Browns just getting some life here. Tim Couch went 22-37 as a starter in Cleveland. 64 touchdowns to 67 interceptions. God bless his soul. He did make the playoffs, but what he did do more often than that is just break his bones. His thumbs, his legs, and he stunk. He was also beat up, and when you play on an expansion franchise, you're playing with a bunch of expansion players. He told this to LeVar Arrington. He sat down on his podcast. They talked about this, and they pretty much said, yeah, it stinks. This is the conversation they had on the Up On Game Network. Tim Couch said, yeah, it's tough starting a team from scratch.
When you go in, all you can hear is number one pick. And of course, right. I want to be the number one pick in the draft. You're not thinking about how tough the road's going to be of being a quarterback on an expansion team and that kind of thing. But it hit me pretty quickly, the reality of how tough that was going to be. My rookie year, I got sacked 56 times in 15 starts.
That's almost David Carr territory, man. That's not easy when you're just on your back. Tim Couch was even bad in the video games. I used to see him on Madden back in 99. I'd be like, oh, this guy is cake right here, whooping his ass. Oh, it's true. Anyway, I got him at number 4. You know what? Let's go to the next number and let's go back to back on Browns quarterbacks. What's the number?
Number 3.
Oh, my God. This guy just did not give a damn about being a professional. He was actually diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He was a celebrity. He was an athletic celebrity before he even got to the NFL. His name is Johnny Manziel. It seems like forever ago, it's almost a decade. In 2014, Johnny Manziel was selected at number 22 overall. Johnny Manziel was hanging out with Drake. Johnny Manziel was hanging out with LeBron James. And then Johnny Manziel got to the NFL. Johnny Manziel did not study. Johnny Manziel was arrested. Johnny Manziel had issues. He was arrested before he even got to the league. Johnny Manziel was doing drugs. Johnny Manziel was out of his mind. Johnny Manziel had abuse allegations. Johnny Manziel was out of the league and in the CFL. Johnny Manziel was represented by the same folks who represented LeBron James, the company that LeBron James owned. LeBron James said, no thanks, lose my number. And Johnny Manziel fell by the wayside. Johnny Manziel, he spoke. He was on the YNK podcast. Hey, Johnny, with all the crap going on in your life, Johnny, why didn't your teammates like you? Why do you think?
Yeah, looking back on it now, I would say I absolutely 100% lost their respect. Mm. Why wouldn't you? If I was one of them looking back at what I was doing and your decisions that you make off the field impact if I put food on mine, yeah, I'd feel some type of way, 100%. I would say we wasted a draft pick to go get this guy who doesn't give a f-. That's my only thing in life that I haven't been able to look back and like fully have closure on, probably now that we talk about it. It's probably one of the only things that I haven't looked back on and been able to be like super, super okay with what happened.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate going to Cleveland for 2 years and impacting and wasting 2 years of Joe Thomas's career, who's a yeah. guy that's going to be a 12-time Pro Bowler and going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Joe Thomas should have just sat on him. Yeah, Johnny Manziel, he didn't have no cares or worries in the world. He was just out for him. He's just some young guy enjoying life and enjoying the lifestyle. You know, I'm friends with LeBron. I'm friends with Drake. I'm the NFL quarterback. Man, do the work. Johnny Manziel. Okay, yeah, sure. Number 22 selection. He bust. You just heard it from himself. He has to live with it. And he hasn't even come to terms with it yet. I got him number 3 on the bust list. Let's move on to the next number.
Number 2.
Well, I think you know there's only 2 directions we can go in at about this point. And which one is it? Who is it? It's going to be somebody from California. Is it Northern California? Is it Southern California? Is the quarterback black? Is the quarterback white? Yeah, let me just get it out the way. At number 2, it's the man who was selected behind Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf. He couldn't get his life together. Ryan Leaf. Was he angry? Yes. Was he injured? Yes. Was he crying and whining? Yes. Was he immature? Yes. Did he work? No. Was he yelling at reporters, cursing them out, get out of my face? Yes. Ryan Leaf didn't even last through his initial contract with San Diego. He missed the entire second season of his career. And then afterwards, post-career, oh my God. He went into money, and then, unfortunately, he got arrested. Oh, my God. But now he's turned his life around. We've spoken to Ryan Leaf. We've had him here on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And Ryan Leaf, he's an advocate. He's come to terms with who he is and what he's done, and now he's trying to help out other folks, so much so that Ryan Leaf, he named his own podcast after being a bust. And Rich Eisen asked him, man, you teamed up with Kevin Connolly. You got this podcast. Why'd you name it Bust?
Why Bust? Why just go out and just say Bust is the name of your story, Ryan?
I just think it, I think it sells better. I just do, because people associate that word with me. And I also thought, and Kevin and I discussed this, you know, he always says to me, he's like, Ryan, if you're a bust, what the hell is everybody else? You know, what's a worse word for bust in that scenario? And I just said, yeah, I'm gonna roll with it. I'm going to take the power away from that word. I don't want to let it affect me in a negative way anymore. I used to. I mean, it used to bother me a ton. And I just don't. And if anybody ever has a chance to say anything again, I always go, well, that's the name of my podcast. Yeah, so I understand
it. There you
it.
Go. Yeah. Okay, so that's now a new answer for you.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Oh, Ryan Leaf taking some of the advice of the notorious B.I.G. I'm taking a negative and I'm turning it to a positive. And it's all good. Here you have Ryan Leaf, who is a bust. He could easily be number one on the list. I'll explain on the other side of the break why I have him at number two. Ryan Leaf is, he's everywhere right now, especially at this time of year. This is when people talk about him. Ryan Leaf gives his opinion still on other quarterbacks. People listen. He talks about his failed NFL career. People listen. Ryan Leaf has turned a negative to a positive. And it's all good. If you don't know, now you know. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you who I have here at number one on the list as the biggest quarterback bust. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We also have some NBA games going down to the wire. I'm going to give you an update on the Bucks. I'm going to give you an update on the Kings and Warriors. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's amazing things going on. Don't move. Number one on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, one of the most well-rounded shows on sports talk radio. You have it. Don't change anything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right when we went to break. Oh, my goodness. The Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks are in overtime right now. There's about 3 minutes left in overtime. Miami leads by a point, 120 to 119. Why are they even in overtime? Because Jimmy Butler got an alley-oop tip-in to force overtime. And here we are. Jimmy Butler, come playoff time. It's not playoff, Jimmy. Forget about that. That understates who and what he is. Jimmy Butler just goes into God mode. Tonight, Jimmy Butler has 40 points. He's another guy. He's another player. Meanwhile, in Sacramento right now, they happen to be in the fourth quarter of their game. And so the Golden State Warriors are trying to keep Sacramento at bay 107 to 105. Golden State leads Sacramento. About 5.5 minutes left in that game. We'll keep you up to date as these games go down and already are on the wire. The Miami Heat trying to eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks. This is nuts. 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, it's real simple. The NFL draft is tomorrow. I'm giving you a top six list of NFL quarterback busts. I'm about to reveal to you number one. Before I do that, let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Akili Smith. 1999, drafted number three by the Cincinnati Bengals. He might have been better off playing baseball. At number five, I gave you Heath Shuler. Everybody in Washington knows about him because he's not Gus Frerotte. At number four, we went to Cleveland, Ohio. Big shock, right? We looked at an expansion quarterback. He was selected number one overall in 99. His name is Tim Couch. He would have been better off on the couch because maybe, just maybe, he would not have been injured. And number three, I don't think this guy gave a damn about the NFL at all. He just cared about the fame. He cared about the money. He cared about being friends with Drake and being underneath the leadership of LeBron. This is Johnny Manziel. At number two, leadership. This man needed a temper check. His name is Ryan Leaf. The Chargers selected him number two overall behind that Peyton Manning guy in 1998. Good for them. They ended up with some guy named Drew Brees eventually, but they had to feel the pain of Ryan Leaf first. And so that leaves us at this moment, at this second, with only one more name. I said one. Let's hear it from the fancy voice guy.
Number one.
The top quarterback bust of all time. I am giving it to an individual who could throw a football outside of the stadium. I'm giving it to an individual who could throw a football from his knees through the upright 70 yards away. I'm giving it to a quarterback who was a giant, 6'6", 6'7". The problem is, you didn't know whether or not he was going to weigh 250, 260, 270, 280, 290, or 300 pounds. His name is Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell, jumping up out of LSU. People marvel at his size, his physical skills. This is the most Al Davis of Al Davis picks that you could ever think of. I need speed. I need size. I need physical intimidation. Except for Jamarcus Russell, he had no motivation. He didn't know when to stop eating. He didn't know when to study. He couldn't stay healthy. He was done and gone after he basically signed a six-year deal, $31 million guaranteed. The deal was for approximately $70 million. He wasn't on the Raiders for more than three seasons. His career numbers, 18 touchdowns to 23 interceptions. That doesn't even really put into account all the times that he fumbled the damn ball away. 25 times. Jamarcus Russell was done in the NFL in three seasons when he was 24 years old. Even today, Jamarcus Russell is only 37 years old. Why do I have him at number one? Because Jamarcus Russell, he doesn't think he's a bust. Jamarcus Russell, he's like, hey, if my life now is being a bust, then I'll be one. He was on the Pivot podcast. He was talking to Ryan Clark, and he said, yeah, if I'm going to be a bust, I want to be the biggest bust so far. Listen to this.
You look at it that way, I say I must have been the best to be the biggest, right? I'll say my didn't turn out how I would wanted it to or not how they expected it to, you know, but if you're going to call me a bust, like you say, put the biggest on it.
Mine. I love it.
You're gonna say it, put the biggest on that, but that shit don't bother me, man. Like that shit is not in my world. That bus shit don't have it, don't apply in my shit. It don't apply in none of my family shit. It don't apply in none that we have going on. So man, they can bust all they want,
man. Ain't nobody calling your family a bust. They're not. Nobody's looking at Jamarcus Russell and saying that, you know, you and your life is a failure. No, nobody is saying that. You had $31 million guaranteed coming to your life. Your whole entire life changed. But as an NFL player, you, sir, are a bust. It had nothing to do with your family or your pocket or your wallet. It has to do with your play on the field. You couldn't make it past 3 years. I guess he couldn't stay away from Krispy Kreme. I guess he couldn't stay away from, I don't know, Harold's. He couldn't stay away from nothing. And so why do I have him here at number one as opposed to number two? At least Ryan Leaf listened to Notorious B.I.G. He turned a negative to a positive. He admits his wrongdoing and why he was in the wrong place as a player. Jamarcus Russell, outside of his, well, I will assume, a better financial state as a football player, he sucks. He's still a bust, and he doesn't even know it. I got him numero uno. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Top six quarterback busts, Achilles Smith, Heath Shuler at five. At number four, I gave you Tim Couch. At number three, Johnny Manziel. At number two, Ryan Leaf. And at number one, the oblivious Jamarcus Russell. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. We're only talking about quarterbacks, folks. Don't hit me up on no other positions. Don't call me about nobody else. It is only QBs. We'll get to your calls. And then we're also going to take a look at some NBA basketball. Because right now, this second, between the Bucks and the Heat, and then also the Warriors and the Kings, things are nuts. A matter of fact, we just had a game go final.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, sir? I love the show, man. I wanted to say I've enjoyed your show forever, and I've gone through some tough times. Man, your show, I feel like you're my spirit radio personality. I just really enjoy you, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you for your time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We have another final in the NBA tonight. The Golden State Warriors, they just took a 3-2 series lead. Golden State beats Sacramento 123-116 in Sacramento. There will be no lighting of a beam tonight. We'll give you some details about that game shortly. Right before we went to break, not only did I give you a top six list of NFL quarterback bust. I had Jamarcus Russell at number one because he still doesn't believe he was a bust. But the Miami Heat, they eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee, 128-126. Listen to this. The Milwaukee Bucks blew a 16-point fourth quarter lead. 16 points. The Bucks led in the fourth, and they allowed the Miami Heat to claw back, and Jimmy Butler, he whooped that ass. There's no other way for me to say it. Jimmy Butler finished tonight 42 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. We know the Milwaukee Bucks, they blew a lead in the last game. Jimmy Butler came out and gave them 56 points, and tonight he said, I'm just going to send y'all home. Oh, you're already home. I'm going to send y'all on vacation. The way this game ended, ridiculous. It's not playoff Jimmy. Jimmy Butler, he just goes into God mode. Jimmy Butler, with the Milwaukee Bucks ahead. The game is almost done. The Milwaukee Bucks are trying to hang on for their season. There's seconds, less than like a second left on the clock. And Jimmy Butler somehow, some way, got his hands on like an alley-oop from out of bounds to force overtime. This was absolutely ridiculous. Listen to Jimmy Butler pushing and putting the game into overtime. This is courtesy of the Heat Radio Network Jason Jackson.
Gabe is stepping as far back as he can with 3-4 in his face. Jimmy to the rim. The catch put up. It's in! He caught it and made it while he was Drake. Inbound. Giannis. It's done with regulation. We're tied at 118 for one reason only. Jim gets buckets.
How Jimmy Butler was able to even get a beeline to the basket to get that shot up is mind-boggling. And he tied the game and put regulation to bed, went into overtime, the arena in Milwaukee. Everybody's like, what the hell just happened? Y'all lost. Well, y'all were on the way to losing. And then we got to overtime, and Jimmy Butler kept going. I want you to take a listen to this play involving Jimmy Butler that put the Heat up three in OT.
Fires it out to Jimmy. Goes out to set a screen. Jimmy didn't need it. Got cut off by Holiday. Spins, fires along two. He got nothing but net. It's 42 for Jimmy Buckets, mid-range. Just beneath the right wing. Heat 122. Bucks 119. 2:35 to go.
Jimmy Butler might be the guy in God mode. Bam Adebayo, who didn't start off all that hot in this series, tonight, Bam Adebayo, he fouled out, but he didn't foul out without having 20 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. Bam Adebayo went to work and had a triple-double. And after Jimmy Butler helped put them up by three, Bam Adebayo said, yeah, I'll help you out. I'll help put you up by five.
Vince on the drive. He sees an opening, flips it up, and bounces out. Bam cleans it up with a left-hand rebound and put back all in one move. Adebayo with 20, 9, and 10.
And he got one more. 20, 10, and 10. It was becoming very clear that the Milwaukee Bucks season was coming to a close, as might be the tenure of Coach Budenholzer. As Hawks fans can attest, sometimes he just doesn't know what to do. If you want to listen to the final call for the Milwaukee Bucks season, if you want to listen to the final call where the Miami Heat move on to now take on the New York Knicks, here it is, courtesy of the Heat Radio Network.
Giannis has it. 8 seconds to go. Heat up two. Runs right into Jimmy. Flops. Gets it to Middleton. Back out to Allen. 2-1. He didn't get that shot off. The Miami Heat advance to the second round. They are just the 6th, 8th seed to defeat a number one seed in the 76 years of the National Basketball Association in New York. Here we come.
The New York Knicks and the Miami Heat are going to meet in the playoffs. It must be the 90s again. Where's Alonzo Mourning? Where's Patrick Ewing? Find him. Oh, that's right. Patrick Ewing just got fired by Georgetown. Sorry.
Yeah, one's out of a job.
Alonzo Mourning, he looked like he could still play. He's always sitting on the sidelines. You heard Jason Jackson. He's correct. The Miami Heat, they become the 6th number 8 seed in NBA history to advance past number one. That happens to be the Bucks. The Heat beat the Bucks in 5 games. Would this have been the result with a healthy Giannis? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact is, they had 2 chances here to walk away with a W, and they blew it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, his numbers tonight, 38 points, 20 rebounds by Giannis. He did have 7 turnovers. Chris Middleton, 33 points. Oh, Giannis, another bugaboo. 10 of 23 from the free throw line. Giannis did not have it tonight. Brook Lopez, late in the game, abandoned down low. He had 18. He might be done as a Buck. And so the Milwaukee Bucks, they sure stunk this joint up. Two straight blown double-digit leads to end the season. Giannis, I told you about his poor free throw shooting. They wouldn't have been here. If Giannis could hit a few more free throws, he was 10 of 23. A 16-point blown lead tonight. They turn the ball over. Budenholzer, I mean, he's missing out on timeouts and not making adjustments. How do you blow a 16-point? How do you blow two leads in two consecutive games? Somebody call Nick Nurse. I heard he's free. The Milwaukee Bucks, I thought that they would have gone to the Eastern Conference Finals to take on the Celtics. The Celtics are still trying to knock the Hawks out of here. What a wild, wild night. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Miami Heat, they eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks tonight in five games. Miami wins 128-126. They claw back in the fourth quarter to erase a 16-point deficit. Jimmy Butler catching an out of bounds, or in the ball is being inbounded. Alley-oop. He catches it in the air. He throws it up towards the glass. Boom. You go to overtime. Jimmy Butler, 42 points in God mode. It's not 56, but he got the job done again. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the other game that just concluded, not too shabby itself, because the Golden State Warriors, they now lead their series against the Kings 3-2. The Warriors win 123-116. When we come back from break, yeah, I'll take your calls. We're going to hear from Jimmy Butler. He just spoke. We're going to learn more about what the hell took place in Sacramento. Because they ain't light no beam tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And then the Grizzlies and Knicks won. We got a lot to do. The NFL draft is tomorrow. Don't move.
Hey, football fans, Baldy here. I'm doing something special for this year's NFL draft. Jason Lock and Four and myself are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. Join us on the first night of the draft, talking with local experts from our Odyssey podcast from across the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm going to give you some inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. It all starts tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on the free Odyssey app.